Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Brett.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we've been talking about Bitcoin for the first hour here of the show, and I think that it's a good day to talk about it.
963.82.
It's certainly the rise of the price is one thing, but there was a big Senate subcommittee meeting. I'm not sure what these things are. I've got from here from ZeroHedge.com. I watched the live.
The Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs.
Sounds right. And they had witnesses, you know, some people who were on the panel there, government officials, director, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, U.S. Department of Treasury, acting assistant attorney general, criminal division, U.S. Department of Justice, special agent in charge, criminal investigative division, U.S. Secret Service, U.S. Department of Homeland Security. These folks reporting on Bitcoin, giving their thoughts, their agencies, sort of stances at this point on Bitcoin, addressing concerns, addressing, I guess, hopes. I thought that it was very positive. It could very well have gone poorly, right? It could have been that they were going to say, this is a scourge. It must be eliminated. It is only used by the most dastardly of people. Drugs.
I'm surprised they didn't go that route.
It was mentioned, but mostly mentioned in the sense that we, your law enforcement civil servants, are taking care of that aspect. We consider Bitcoin to be an important innovation. The marketplace is the best innovator, and we do not want to stand in the place of innovation stand in the way of innovation like this. It was amazing.
Wow, that sounds very libertarian.
Well, I don't know what to say. No one said the word libertarian, but if anybody wants to go find it, I'm sure they can find the video. I watched it. We were drug on for at least an hour, it seemed like, and it was. I did not consider my time to have been wasted. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Well, might bring out my crystal ball. The question that I would have is just how could that be ultimately used against people, right? If this does create a huge counter economy, would Bitcoin initially be propped up by them to be
possibly
a scare? Do they think they can make it into like a scare story later? Because this is just very abnormal. And it's encouraging and it's great, and I don't mean to be a cynic.
But what's abnormal about it? The government tends to like innovations. They tend to want to help people, you know, in those areas. They like new technology.
Well, at the very least,
new
how can
they
test.
Claim they like technology? They like technology when they are the ones behind it. Heck, for all we know, Ben Bernanke is Satoshi Nakamoto.
Whoa. Now, this is a theory that I have heard floated before. That not exactly what Daryl said, but the idea, and I hope it's okay. I hope that doesn't rub people the wrong way. There is some suspicion about where this came from. And when you don't know where something came from, it is okay to have questions.
Indeed, it is.
One thing that's very interesting, and I found this out because I was, you know, like searching through the blockchain website and found the very first block that was mined. The Bitcoin address that very first block went to.
Let me guess. Langley, Virginia.
No, I didn't see a location on it. I didn't try to find a location, but that Bitcoin address has never spent any of the Bitcoins that it has received.
Interesting.
It's mined a bunch, and it's been sent some, but there has not been one outbound transaction of Bitcoin from that address.
That's interesting. Other than that, I couldn't speculate. One thing I would say about Bitcoins is that it sounds like mostly an irresponsible conspiracy theory to say that somebody, some government official is Satoshi Nakamoto, and this is nefarious. And
that's why it's only okay to have questions. It's not okay, I think, to make assertions at this point.
People should ask questions. There's no doubt about it. But the reason that I believe that that's so is because Bitcoin's open source.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people who, before Bitcoin was around for like 3 years before Free Talk Live found out about it, some number like that. So it was basically popping around on the cryptography forums, where people who think completely differently than I do hang out, and who consider things fun that I would consider to be horrifying drudgery, like I would have to do in hell, that kind of thing. Those people who consider that kind of stuff fun have had the opportunity to parse this technology longer than we on Free Talk Live have known about it.
Right.
And that we found out in January 2011. So really smart people messing with this open source technology for years. Also, the head developer of Bitcoin, a man named Gavin Andreessen, was a longtime amplifier of Free Talk Live, who then, so this conspiracy has to go back a ways, right? So the head developer on Bitcoin is an amplifier from like 2000 and I think 6 or 5 or something like that on Free Talk Live. So, they put their mole in deep, and they imagined that Free Talk Live, who at the time was on 2 stinking radio stations, one in Maryville, Tennessee. We do love WBCR, the bear. And the other one, I don't know if that's their name. I would just always imagine that. They're very nice folks. And the other one was 6 watts in Liberty, Missouri. 6 watts. I have a walkie-talkie that's 2 watts. So, a very tall walkie-talkie broadcasting us. I tend to think that the government didn't plan that far back.
No, and
well, they planned far enough ahead to have Barack Obama be born in Kenya, knowing that he would become president one day. So there are people that think that these conspiracies are planned out like 50 years ahead of time.
No, I've got Barack Obama conspiracies if we want to go there. But
did you see the one that said that he was on the grassy knoll in 1963?
He would have been a baby, but it's feasible.
Aaron, calling in from Delaware. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. I sent you an email earlier about an article I read today concerning, I guess, Ben Bernanke, Bitcoin, that there's a website now similar to the Silk Road on the deep web that's purported to have a hit list of political officials that have caused harm to society. I don't know if you guys got a hold of this yet or heard of anything.
No, I haven't. So there's even more. This is
he's probably talking about the assassination market that we talked about in the first hour.
Oh, I thought we were talking about something additional to that. We're talking about the assassination market now, which has got a short list of people, including Obama and Bernanke, on here, and bids are already coming in for essentially the time of their death.
Yes, I guess I caught in kind of late. I was thinking how ironic it would be if they started out the currency and then so ended up through the currency and met their demise.
Yeah, that would be very strange if Ben Bernanke was behind it and then, happened to be get rubbed out because of it. I
would
imagine
say that it's being rubbed out because of Bitcoin.
Okay, you're right. It's because of their policies or whatever, and enough people are after them.
Somebody just happens to pay them off in Bitcoin. Okay. It would be even more ironic if somebody paid in Federal Reserve notes to knock off Ben Bernanke.
Yeah, but it's a little more difficult at that point. The other thing about this assassination market is just because this is put together by somebody who's at least liberty-oriented to some extent from what the stuff I've read in the article, just because it's put together by him doesn't mean this technology can't be turned around, that hits can't be put out on, I don't know, Freedom Oriented Liberty Talk
Mark
Show
Edge,
hosts.
Ian Freeman, Daryl Perry, Brett Vinat.
Not Brett. Leave him out of it.
Thank you.
Poor guy's just sitting in here in the studio. He's just sitting in with us. 855, 453, Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about this evening at 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Bitcoin here most of the evening. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Brett.
855-450-FREE. So there was this Senate panel hearing thing where Bitcoin was being discussed and surprisingly positive ways. I really was kind of stunned when I was listening, when I was hearing people that I really would have expected for all the world to be saying bad things about Bitcoin, you know, like Jennifer Shasky Calveri, Director, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, U.S. Department of Treasury, talking about what an important innovation Bitcoin could be and how it can make people's lives better and how we love technology and innovation here in, you know, the United States government or whatever.
Mordor.
It could be viewed, considering the group and their areas of knowledge or focus, it could be seen as something that could actually inject some life into the economy, which might be one of the reasons why. I mean, this in a stronger economy, they might have said, no, this is dangerous. This is an alternative. This is something we can't control. But it very well could be out of, a little bit of desperation.
And I just had a thought.
She actually said something like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's what good I for the economy. Figure, yeah.
Just had a thought that maybe one reason that, organizations such as the Department of Justice and Securities and Exchange Commission had pleasant things to say is because even though Bitcoin is potentially anonymous, all transactions are traceable and visible.
Yeah.
Whereas if I hand you $27 of Federal Reserve notes, Mark, there's no, history showing that that transaction took place. Other than my knowledge and your knowledge, and I will quickly forget because of a bad short-term memory, and hopefully Brett closes his eyes during the transaction.
Right.
So cash transactions, there's no verifiable record that a cash transaction took place. Whereas with Bitcoin, even though you might not know who did all of the transactions, there's still the record that the transaction did take place.
It's true. If they can pin it, basically they know the transaction occurred if they can pin it on you, as it were.
So, well, somebody, such as what they did with the guy that was purportedly the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right.
They were able to seize his account and then connected other accounts to his and then seized other amounts of Bitcoin that has some verified connection because of the Silk Road.
How'd that work? I don't entirely understand.
Well, all right, let's say Brett sends me Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And then I send you Bitcoin.
Right.
That is now in the record. You can see.
Right. That much I understand, certainly. What did they do with the Dread Pirate Roberts, buddy? What they do to his? How they get? What kind of money? Do you know something about the seizing of his money that I don't know, is what I'm trying to ask.
No, I'm speculating that they were able to take money from accounts that they knew were connected to his.
What we learned, though, what we're not speculating about is through that event, we learned, or they learned, more importantly, that this is not completely impermeable right now. In other words, that it's not something that they can't get into and find out about.
Well, what they found, I don't know if Bitcoin is as impermeable as it is. However, what they did some honest police work and found out Dread Pirate Roberts. But they mentioned him during the Senate subcommittee, basically saying, we, the vigilant policing organizations of America, will continue to keep you safe. And we support this new technology. It should not be misused. It needs to be licensed. It needs to be regulated. And we're looking at ways to do those things. Because one of the folks was from FinCEN. And, they pointed out, as they tend to early on, is all you got to do is go and fill out one piece of paperwork. It's free to register as a financial transaction, whatever, on FinCEN. So, the claim is, I guess, you just fill out one piece of paper and then you can transact in bitcoins. I don't know. This is not legal advice.
It might be that easy to get registered with FinCEN, but based on other things that I've read, even organizations that are registered with FinCEN are having difficult times getting bank accounts because banks don't trust the Bitcoin field enough to, allow someone to open up certain types of business accounts.
They may change their mind a little bit after this most recent meetings.
Because this was what I read on Friday. And And, you know, it seems as though over the weekend, a lot has changed regarding at least the government's perspective of it. The bank's ideas might not have changed yet, but maybe the, you know, the people working at the banks that make these decisions, maybe they will change their mind after this committee hearing that took place.
We will see. I was just pleasantly surprised by what I saw. I just couldn't, I was really sort of stunned by it, and I'm excited for the future of Bitcoin as a result. And, you know, if people want to get into Bitcoin, it's probably a good idea with the way it seems to be continuing on its upward trajectory. I obviously don't know where it's going to do, what it's going to do tomorrow. I'm not making that claim. It does seem to be on a bit of a spike. Will it come down? Maybe. Maybe you want to be around when Bitcoin comes back down to 200, but maybe it won't.
Maybe it'll continue to climb to 10,000 before it drops down.
There are
to a plateau.
Max Kaiser has predicted a $10,000 Bitcoin, and I don't think that that's out. I'm not predicting that because I don't know what to think with Bitcoin. I really don't know what to think, but I am not predicting it. I think that it is a very real possibility. It's a double negative.
Yes, I know.
It means I'm leaning towards predicting it. You understand?
But you're not predicting it.
I am not.
But you're also not saying that you're not predicting it.
I'm just not willing to say anything because I consider people's money to be very important. I mean, these people worked hard for their money, so I'm not going to suggest you get in at Bitcoin at $917.
And 34 cents.
And suggest that I know what it's going to do tomorrow, because I don't.
I don't think anybody is going to interpret you saying, I think it might do, as I know it will.
You know,
because I think it might do, and I know it will, are two totally different things.
I think Bitcoin is going to be a, I think the $10,000 is not an unlikely number for Bitcoin. I would not be surprised if Bitcoins are at $10,000. On Free Talk Live, we've been telling you to get in Bitcoin since they were at $1 and like 6 cents. So I've been a fan of Bitcoin since way back, and it's easy for me to sit over here having gotten in when it was nice and low. I didn't get in all at 106.
No, I wish I would have bought 100 of them.
Yeah, that would have been a bad thing. So what are your thoughts on Bitcoin? Is this, you know, is this just too good to be true, this meteoric rise, the good things said by the Senate? What's going to happen? 855 450 free, Free Talk Live.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live, this live edition of Free Talk Live. I keep on want to say the live Sunday edition because I normally am sitting in the first seat on a Sunday and I'm allowed to identify the show sort of as a Sunday show because it's differentiated. However,
it's unique to have a live Sunday show.
Yeah, we, however, do not, identify it like as the Monday show. We don't do that on Free Talk Live. So anyway,
we are tonight.
Yeah, I guess it's not a matter of course. It is not. We do not identify it, promo it as the Monday night show. So the normal first chair of the show, Ian Freeman, is off and. Another part of the studio doing some kind of work to
techie stuff.
Yeah, we've recently switched over some of the boxes that blink over lines that connect each other. And whenever you switch out one of these boxes that blink, you know the boxes, they blink and they never work right the first time. So there's always some kind of tweaking and touching and
you
turning.
Want the boxes to blink, but you don't want the big giant lights to blink.
Yes, we have big giant lights that flash in the studio and bad things are happening. So those are bad. They're definitely bad. What's good though is that Bitcoin Not Bombs is hoodieing the homeless, and all you have to do to get a hoodie is go get a hoodie for yourself or somebody whom you love, and you can help somebody in need. So every one of the t-shirts and hoodies is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for somebody who's in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get them printed up and distributed in time for the holidays. You can give these as gifts and keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing outreach for Bitcoin in the process. You can see, since we've been teamed up with Bitcoin Not Bombs in this Bitcoin marketing outreach program, that Bitcoins have really taken off. So it's working. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com. By the way, it looks like Bitcoin price tanking out here, Daryl. I don't know what you're doing, but not good. Not good.
I don't know. It's $768.92.
It was as high as like $1,000.
It was $995 like 12 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. We're all broke.
You're going to have to return the Learjet, buddy. 855 450 free. Hey, look, even if you're feeling a little poorer than you were 15 minutes ago, I've got something good for you. It's a free bumper sticker. Now, it's not free like the bumper sticker that I tried to give away last night was free, and then like they were all out of them. That was a website mistake. One of the blinking boxes wasn't working properly. So, the first thing you get this evening is you can accept my apology. First, I give the apology for the confusion that surrounded a relatively new program we had here. And second, you can get a free bumper sticker, a free sticker from libertystickers.com. And they've got all kinds of great stickers over there, including a Free Talk Live sticker, by the way, that's a bit different than the Free Talk Live stickers we give away here. If you go to promote.freetalklive.com. And actually, they print up our stickers for us. They have very interesting ones, some that are, pro-Constitution, some that are pro-gun ownership, others that are, they all quite witty.
One that is very similar to a sign that I have seen not too terribly far from the LRN studio that says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
Yep, one says that. I've got that one on my car. There's one here that says, still think war is good for the economy? It says here, the more corrupt the state, the more it legislates. And it's got tactics quoted here. Don't steal, the government hates competition.
Ron Paul used to have that bumper sticker in his congressional office.
Yeah, it was a plaque, actually. And, yeah, you can go get any one of those for free. All you have to do is do what I say. Now, you can go to Liberty, you'll have to go to libertystickers.com, but first you must do this. You must text FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You're listening to the show. It could be FTL as in faster than light. It doesn't really matter what you decide FTL stands for, as long as you text FTL to 72727. Starting with a 7, ending with a 7. It's 5 digits long, 72727. And they'll send you back a text with a code on it. And that code will entitle you to one free bumper sticker from libertystickers.com. They will send it to you. The shipping is free. The bumper sticker is free. You may go there and find that you really want to help out and get another bumper sticker. Maybe you want to get this when the power of love overcomes the love of power. The world will know peace by Hendrix. And then you see another one underneath it. And the Capitol building that says, if only this was a jail. And, whatever it is that you like, they've got it. They've got hundreds and hundreds of stickers. Wake up and smell the fascism. There's one of them for you.
So what do you do after you text 72727 and receive a code?
You'll basically get the text back. The code will be in it. It'll have some instructions and some sort of disclaimer stuff. And you'll go to libertystickers.com. You'll buy your sticker. You'll check out. That code will give you that sticker for free. If you have more than one, you will have to pay for the others. But I believe you get the shipping for free already. So it's a really great time to buy more stickers. And, thank you for giving away a free sticker. So libertystickers.com. Let's go to Temper calling in from Missouri. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to call in about cashinthecoins.com.
Yes.
They are currently overpurchased, I think. It says attention, we are experiencing long delays.
Okay.
And Coinbase.com, which is another exchange, dollars to Bitcoin.
Yep.
They are announcing that if you place an order today, you will get the market price on Friday. So.
Mm.
They have
I guess I'm unsurprised, Temper. I mean, the fact is that it's, there's not an unlimited supply of bitcoins, and, at some point or another, people are going to run out. If there's a run in the market, it's not like they're making any more. Well, they are making more, but, you got to be a miner.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the problem, is there's not enough sellers, and the only people who are selling are, like, the automated mining scripts. Because some of those are, set up to automatically sell bitcoins at the exchange rate.
You think that might be what's driving up the price? Because, it's going down right now.
Well, a lot of people might have just stopped trading. So
yeah, there's none to buy.
Huh?
Yeah, there's none to buy, sure.
Well, if there's none to buy, then that would mean that nobody is selling. And if nobody is selling, then the price wouldn't have dropped from $9.95 to $7.24 in a matter of 20 minutes.
You and your stinking logic.
Because if I sell something, somebody has to be buying it, by definition. Otherwise, I can't just sell something to that printer over there. But if I did, then the printer, by definition, bought the thing I sold.
He's right, Mark.
I know what you're saying, printers but the buy volume goes down if a bunch of people log off their computers and go to bed.
At 8:41, they might be out drinking champagne. They haven't gone to bed.
Well, a lot of the trains were in China earlier, so people are going to bed. Or waking up. I don't know what time it is in China.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're getting up at this point, aren't they?
I don't know. I have no clue what time it is over there.
You know what? I'm not going to get into the realm of speculating as to why the Bitcoin price is going up. I played that game a year and a half ago. It is a game without winners. And I shan't play games without winners. The Bitcoin price is now going down, okay?
Actually, it went back up to $730.96.
You can watch the Bitcoin. I am not going to, nor am I going to do the Bitcoin price is going up and the Bitcoin price is going down radio show.
I don't know if
you
guys.
I will hang up on you, Temper, and I will cut off your mic, Daryl.
I love you, Mark.
Temper, you got anything else, buddy?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call.
That was the most educational segment of this show. Starting with all the lessons about how radio works.
855, 453. I'm not sure if he's making fun of me or not.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made privacy case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can call in, take control of the airwaves. It's your show, Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Brett.
855-450-FREE. You know, previously on the show, we were talking about the assassination market. It's a market on the dark web where one can use anonymous cryptocurrencies to put out hits on people. And I guess they have some specific rules. These hits have to be on people who have aggressed against others, according to their terminology. But, you know,
depending on who is defining that aggression,
indeed,
it could be anyone.
Might be a good idea to have some body armor. InfidelBodyArmor.com. You can go there and you can get some body armor. Now, if you've got, you got to ask yourself, if you've got, say, an AR-15 or some kind of rifle, you know, some kind of device for protection or in case things go south for whatever reason, sorry to insult the southern people, but that is a terminology used for things going poorly. If things go poorly, that why
in Australia, do they say when things go north?
I don't know what they would say, mate. Guppy.
When things go counterclockwise.
Right. They say that's not true. The whole, what is that, Bernoulli effect?
No, toilet flushing is clockwise versus counterclockwise versus what, depending on what hemisphere you're in. Most likely.
Yeah, but it's not that the toilet flushing isn't, the toilet isn't a big enough area to really decide. Basically, it's whirlpools are go one direction or another, and I can't remember what the name of the effect is, but supposedly that the toilets is a bunch of BS.
I thought it was only toilets. I was like, why is this even interesting? That clears it up.
Anyway, go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, and you can find a full range of products they've got there that prepare you for the event of, you know, whatever might be happening, whatever life might bring, civil unrest, martial law, who knows? You can support a liberty based business, and just go check out InfidelBodyArmor.com. You'll see their full range of protective body armor and supplies there. The government's preparing for something. Shouldn't you too? Infidel Body Armor just won't quit. So, Daryl, the United States government is kamikazing its own aircraft carrier.
Not intentionally. I have a story here from Canadian Yahoo, which I don't really know how that's different than regular Yahoo, but it is the Canadian Yahoo, and they got the story from Reuters. It says, an aerial target drone malfunctioned and crashed into a U.S. Navy ship off the coast of Southern California on Saturday, leaving two sailors with minor burns, that according to a Navy spokeswoman. The two Navy ships, were involved in tracking the unmanned drone as part of a training exercise on Saturday afternoon when the drone malfunctioned and collided with the USS Chancellorsville, a guided missile cruiser. The spokeswoman said that no person was seriously injured, that being Lieutenant Linnea Rutklein, who is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Third Fleet.
I was hoping that it was, you know, I was be surprised if a lieutenant got hit by a flying drone. You'd think it would just be enlisted people up there in the danger zone.
Says about 300 people were aboard. 300 people were aboard the ship at the time. The ship was returning to the naval base in San Diego for repairs and an investigation into the mishap. Now, that just seems rather odd that, oh, yes, we're returning to shore for an investigation into this mishap that just happened 2 seconds ago.
Here, where we are.
Here, right now.
Who's going to investigate? I mean, wouldn't they just put the, some of the senior officers doing the investigation? But they need more senior people to investigate the senior people to see whether the senior people... I mean, if you're going to have a drone...
It's sort of like government stuff. I remember one time... You know there's always the joke about, more supervisors at a road construction site than there are people actually working. But I did drive by a road construction site one time in Pennsylvania. There were two people working and five total supervisors standing around watching the people work.
Well, what worries me more about this whole drone incident is that drones can crash.
Yes.
So if the government fills the sky with drones looking for speeding cars, sneaking Mexicans, God knows what other
stuff. So those Canadians sneaking across the border, because you got to worry about them too.
You know that there's no, these government agencies can't work together. They just don't do that very well.
Right.
This interagency stuff results in,
9/11.
Aircraft carriers.
There's a long history of that not working.
Yeah. Right. It works really,
Pearl
really
Harbor,
poorly.
The USS Maine.
So, what concerns me is they're going to have a whole bunch of drones in the sky. These things are going to be cheap really soon. It's going to be cheap to keep these things in the sky.
What was it? The FAA a couple of years ago said that they anticipate 30,000 in the sky by like 2017.
I don't know the number, but if they go up and what goes up must come down. When it comes down, it may be on fire and land in your house and burn it to the ground and kill your dog.
It's a small price to pay for safety.
Now, your house wouldn't burn down as long as you have a code enforcer.
My question, obviously, it's worth mentioning that there are numerous types of drones, right?
Yes.
And we've seen the predator drones that they're using.
Fireproof ones?
Yeah, the Middle East and possibly over here. But a lot of these drones are smaller. And I'm guessing it's getting to a point where there are types of drones that have no operators, correct? They're just...
I would imagine that there's a certain level of autonomy in these things.
But when you say no operator, you mean...
They're programmed and then they go up and serve a function, almost becoming more like...
But is not the computer that is guiding it working as an operator?
I do like your effort to clarify things on this show. It is very important that we know what we're talking about. So I would say without a human operator.
Okay.
Now, is it possible that the drones are becoming self-aware, that they're turning on their masters, or is it too soon for that?
That violates one of the laws of robots. Like, isn't rule one of robots is you will never hurt your human?
Who's the robots run by?
That's always the first rule the robots break. As we can see in all kinds of science fiction, never hurt your human.
Right,
and the
but
human
that's
says,
also
oh,
like
how could this
rule
go wrong?
One of robotics.
There's a person getting choked by a robot in Act 2.
Right, no. A robot can hurt another human, but the robot cannot hurt its own human.
I think that was disproven by RoboCop. But anyway, the point is that didn't the RoboCop the robot that they made, it turned around and shot its programmer, I think.
I don't remember. I saw that movie like 25, 30 years ago.
But as AI develops, wouldn't they eventually develop a consciousness?
Is it
possible?
I think that this is absolutely possible. I don't know. I don't know when or where or how this is going to happen, but I think that it is likely that in the near future, we already have computers that do more computations per second than the human brain. Okay, that already exists. We've got that today.
Yeah, it's the question sitting, there's like three of them sitting right in front of us.
These laptops do not do the amount of computations per minute that the human brain does. But besides that, the Bitcoin network is on the scale of the human brain. It's tremendous, the amount of computations per minute that the human brain does, and we're nowhere near that today. But the question is, it's not a question of hardware at this point, it's a question of software. What is the software that makes the human mind, what is the software that creates consciousness? Consciousness is the software, the brain is the hardware. We have the hardware, we don't have the software. So,
okay, and for those of us in this room that aren't exactly tech savvy, remind me the difference between hardware and software.
Hardware is the machinery, you can touch it. Software is the programming.
Okay, so would consciousness be a Linux-based system, or are we trusting Bill Gates with this one?
You're going to have to ask God as to what he named his operating system. I'm not sure.
In your metaphor here, you'd be talking about things that we learn or tools that we, mental tools or processes that we use would essentially be the software, in your analogy.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever consciousness is the software.
Okay.
Consciousness itself is the software, so it has to, the programming must now be created that allows, and once a computer can, you know, is as smart as a human, it is then going to create and spend its all of its little life and without any breaks, because it doesn't need union pay, creating the computer that's twice as smart as the human, which will then spend its short life creating the computer that's four times, and it just keep on going and going.
So will robots have universal morals?
How would I know?
They'll crash themselves into aircraft carriers.
The one concern we'd have is if they want to eradicate the immoral people.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.